Blog Talk Radio.
Computer genius, never claimed to be. Rick Squirrel here with you. Phone lines are open, 347-326-9073. 347-326-9073 is our call-in number. We got the chat room up and running. We got the email up and running. If there's something you want to talk about or you want to make a comment on something you hear on the show, email me, thegregsquirrelshow@yahoo.com. Yes, we finally got the email up and running. So that thing's, I had over 100 emails in just 3 days that I've had the email set up. So apparently I guess I'm doing something right or just a bunch of spam crap. So anyway, it's pro wrestling night on the show, so we're going to be talking about some professional wrestling. But first, let's go to the headlines. Arkansas Razorbacks defeated the number 2 ranked Florida Gators 80-69 at Bud Walton Arena. How about that, boys and girls? Hopefully that win gives Arkansas that spark they were looking for. And, you know, we can finish out good season, maybe make it to the NCAA tournament. Who knows? They were looking awful good tonight. Kind of backed off a little bit there at the end of the first half. Florida started making their way back into it, but they came back from halftime, and Arkansas started putting the hammer back down, and they were able to pull the win out. So big round of applause to the Arkansas Razorbacks. At one time, they had one player and double points. I forget who it was, had 11 points, but they had 11 other players that had scored points. So Arkansas, they're starting to get more of the players involved, really starting to go to that bench. And, you know, we're slowly getting back to old-school Nolan Richardson hog ball. So I'm ready for it. My mouth salivates just thinking about it. Or maybe that's Lita I'm thinking about. I don't know. We'll go on. Today's Baltimore Ravens victory parade in Hummers. They're getting a bunch of slack about that. Some people called it inappropriate, but they said, "Hey, National Guard was sponsoring the parade, so they provided us with Hummers to parade around with, do the parade with." More illegal, performance-enhancing drugs. Maybe that's why I can't keep a girlfriend. Maybe I needed a performance-enhancing drug. Oh, no, that's Christopher Cash Cage. Never mind. Milwaukee Slugger Ryan Braun has been listed in documents for Biogenesis of America. They're under investigation by Major League Baseball. Through his agent, Ryan Braun has said he has nothing to hide and will fully cooperate, and that he was on Biogenesis paperwork because he used him as a consultant during his drug suspension appeal that he had last season. So be anxious to see what results of that. St. Louis Cardinals, they're reporting that Chris Carpenter could be out for the season and his career could possibly be finished after a recurring nerve injury that held him out most of last season. Carpenter has said he's going to get a second opinion, and we'll just have to see what that says. So, thoughts and prayers go out to Chris Carpenter. He's been a great one for St. Louis, and hope we can have him back at least one more season. All you college sports junkies, don't forget that tomorrow is National Signing Day for football. So we'll try to do our best to have a list of that tomorrow night. World-class snow skier and Olympic medalist Lindsey Vonn suffered a torn ACL and MCL and also suffered a broken bone in her lower leg during the Super G at the World Cup in Austria. The leg fracture is called a lateral tibial plateau fracture. So any of you medical whizzy types out there, yeah, pull that one out your butt and tell me what that means. Let's talk pro golf. AT&T Pebble Beach Pro-Am is this weekend. Celebrities like Kevin Costner, Bill Murray, Tony Romo, George Lopez are going to be playing with next to some of your favorite golfers. I know John Daly is going to be playing in the tournament. So I think he's teamed up with Costner. Or it could be John Gruden. I don't remember, but we'll be anxious to see. That's going to be my poll question. If you could play in a celebrity, or if you could play in a pro-am golf tournament, what golfer or celebrity would you want to play with? Personally for me, John Daly, because us Razorbacks have got to stick together. So I didn't graduate from the university, but I'm still holding that. If my sister could graduate from the University of Arkansas at 45, why can't I? That's all I'm going to say about that. UFC. Let's talk a little bit of UFC real fast. UFC couldn't pass up a golden opportunity, and they have actually signed Anthony Pettit to face Jose Aldo after Anthony Pettit asked if he could drop down to a featherweight. Dana White, you know, being a smart businessman, he said, let's do it. So the fight is scheduled to take place August 3rd. Pro boxing, rumor has it that Marquez Pacquiao, number 5, could be in the works. Bob Arum would like to see the fifth title fight between these two, especially after Marquez knocked out Pacquiao in the fifth round in December. Marquez says we've achieved the results we wanted. And so now it's time to watch. Let's talk a little pro wrestling. It was officially announced last night that Bruno Sammartino is going to be inducted into the WWE Hall of Fame this year during WrestleMania. It's him, Trish Stratus, Bob Buckland, and who else? Crap, I forget the other one. Mick Foley. And I'm sure there's going to be some more inducted. So that was a lot of rumors going around about who might induct bring Bruno in. A lot of people are saying Larry Zbyszko. That's maybe because those two had a lot of heat back in the day. Some people are even saying Stan the Lariat Hansen. A lot of people don't know that at one time Stan Hansen actually broke Bruno Sammartino's back. But, you know, those two made up, and from what I hear, they're pretty good friends after all these years. So only bad thing about Stan Hansen is that dude is so blind that they're going to have a teleprompter affixed to his reading glasses so he can know, so he knows what to say. Let's get to our guest on the phone line tonight, the one, the only, the beautiful. No, it's not her. It's not Dixie Carter. It's Grandmother Huck, Granny Hawkster. She's on the phone. What's up, Granny Hawkster?
Oh, not much. Just wanted to call in tonight.
Have you ever got an intro like that before?
No, I have not.
Well,
at least you are a lot nicer to me than Cage is, so I thank you for that.
Well, hey, I do, you know, that check, just make it up to Greg Squirrel and we'll be good, you know. Also on the phone line tonight, Outlaw Brian Black. What's up, my brother?
Oh, I'm doing great. I mean, I couldn't complain about life itself. So.
Oh, man. I don't know if everybody was listening. We had a great time in Alma, Arkansas, Saturday night. Yes, history was made as Christopher Cash Cage. What was a kid's show back when I was a kid that had a pink hippopotamus in a tutu?
Oh, man.
What?
I forgot.
You know the show I'm talking about, though.
All I can say
is doppelgangers, and if people don't know what a doppelganger is, scientists have said that everybody has a twin on the planet somewhere, and they're called doppelgangers. Okay, what I can't remember the pink hippopotamus on that show's name, but I saw her doppelganger in Alma, Arkansas last Saturday night as Christopher Cash Cage had on this pink tutu, had a little tiara, and all I could say is, Deb, I wish I had my video camera. That would have been on YouTube by midnight if I had it.
Oh, it was great. And the only, you know, in this business, we have a lot of what we call marks. And I rag Cage on nothing but being a mark. And he steals all of his ideas and stuff from the past. He's not Mr. Original. So did you catch who was there that night? The guy that knocked him down to his size? Did you catch who that was? That was the original Christopher Cage from back in the BCW days. That big old muscled up guy. He came all the way up to make that appearance of Christopher Cash Cage in the ring, and I made sure he got to put his hands on him for stealing that guy's name.
Wow.
It's like me coming out to the ring and saying that, well, you know that a lot of people, you know, call themselves a dragon and stuff, but it's like me saying, I'm the ultimate warrior, or I am, you know, Hulk Hogan, you know, and I'm not, you know. So, I mean, I don't play well with others when they start using other people's stuff.
Oh, exactly. I mean, that's practically an insult. I mean, the ultimate honor, and I have heard of this happening on a handful of occasions when you're actually working a show with a legend, and the legend says, I want you to use my gimmick. I mean, I've only heard it here of that happen a few times, but that right there is the ultimate compliment. If you've ever been a professional wrestler, that right there is the ultimate compliment, is when you have a legend come to you and say, use my gimmick.
Yes, and that's happened to me. I'm trying to think of the guy's name, though. I was wrestling down in Texas, and it was my first show booked down there. And I walked in, and I'll have to look up on the papers because I remember the guy standing right in front of me, you know, and he was the Outlaw. Well, I showed up to the show, and I am the Outlaw, but I live in Arkansas. So I showed up to the show, and I walked in there, and I had a Outlaw hat on. It said, the Outlaw, on my ball cap, which you saw it that night. I always wear it around, you know. If I ain't got my cowboy hat on, I got that on. And he said, nice hat. And I started lacing up my boots, and my boots say Outlaw down the side of them. And I put my chaps on. Yeah, I put my chaps on, you know, my singlet, my chaps, and my vest. And he said, oh, my gosh. And he went to the announcing booth and said, drop my name. The real Outlaw is here. And he come back and shook my hand, and he says, you got it. And he has wrestled. Yeah, and that was an honor. You know, he wrestled for ECW, WCW, you know, and he just said, the Outlaw is here. Drop the Outlaw name.
Right,
And I was down there, and gosh, from then it just stuck, and now I walk up, which you met me for the first time, actually, in Alma, Arkansas, Bone Crusher Bobby Burns was also an outlaw at one time, and he looked at me and did the same thing. He said, I am Bone Crusher. You're the outlaw. And
wow.
I just roll with it, you know, and that's a lot of respect. I have respect for all those guys.
Right, right. Greg Hulkster.
Yes.
You were there Saturday night, so.
Yes, I was.
What was your opinions on the show?
Well, I thought it was a very good show, and the crowd was awesome. I mean, I think it was like standing room only, and the last match between Slug and Voodoo, I mean, where they took it to the floor, I mean, people were standing on chairs just to be able to see what was going on. I mean,
yeah,
Voodoo and Slug just tore it up. I mean, that was probably, you know, probably one of the most exciting matches of the night, you know.
Yeah.
I mean, they took it everywhere in that building.
Yeah, Voodoo and Slug was for the Saw 24/7 title, mm-hmm. and Slug is the new 24/7 champion.
Yes.
So big congratulations out to Slug. So.
And of course, I had the opportunity to put Princess Twinkle Toes Christopher Cage in his place, you know, and I mean, I tell you, I would have liked to have been able to slap him a couple times harder, but you know, he kept wiggling out of
you gave me a bad image there Cage wiggling. I didn't need
he wouldn't stand still, and every time the guys that were hanging on to him had him in a good spot where I could slap him, he'd move. And, you know, so, I mean, I did my best, but, you know, the queen did her best, so.
Oh, Granny, thank you, because you need to confront Christopher Cascade of being a little wimp, because he's going around telling everybody he didn't move, and I said he cried like a little baby. I mean, you have to confront him on that.
Yes. Yes. Oh, believe me, I will. Believe me, I will.
But Greg, have you not
yes,
seen the reviews on that show?
To be quite honest, no, I have not. I've been hearing stuff. Everything I've been hearing is that the show was great, and I know that the Alma Boys and Girls Club have already asked Southern Alliance Wrestling to come back in the future, so you've got to be real excited about that.
Oh, I am, and you know, I mean, there's a lot of independent wrestling shows out there, but when you can be related like one that they have never seen before, I mean, you were there. I mean, we had from music to crowd participation to wrestling. It was just an all-around, just focused night on everything. I mean, there was so much stuff going on that, I mean, it was an experience to be there. And, you know, being that I work for Saw, I can't toot the horn like that, but I work for other federations as well. And a lot of times we just lace up our boots, we go do our thing, we go back and we dress down and we're done. You know, and intermission, you sign autographs. Man, that was a rock solid night all night long. I mean, there was no time for standing. I mean, there was something to do, and if you didn't have nothing to do, you could find something to do all night long. It was an entertaining night. So
I'm anxious to get with the promoters, find out when their next event's going to be, so I can start plugging it on my show and getting the word out there. Because I mean, there was 300. I'd say at least 250, 275 people there Saturday night, and I just want to see this thing get bigger.
Oh, and let me tell you, there was no advertising through Alma. There was no signs to find this place, and people were coming to the woodwork. So Southern Alliance Wrestling has got a strong following. You know, it was... A lot of the people had to stop and call the event center because they had picked up flyers in Van Buren, Fort Smith, and all of that. Then they showed up out of the woodwork. I mean, we were really blessed to have the crowd that we did have.
Yeah, good crowd, a nice venue. I mean, I was very impressed with the Alma Boys and Girls Club. That was my that was my first time there, so I was very impressed with the facilities I have there, and that's why I'm excited to see what happens with the saw coming down the road.
Oh, it's, I mean, one show after another. You know, you got to talk to the announcer for a little while,
right.
Southern Life, Big John, and he always asks us, he says, "Brian, how are you going to talk the next show?" I said, "I don't know." And he says, "Well, I'd like to see it." Well, the show before this, we did it at the Fort Smith Event Center and brought in Manny Fernandez, the Raging Bull. We brought in South Carolina guys. We brought in Texas guys. And Granny Hoaxer, you were there. That was an exciting
night.
I had a Take It Behind the Woodshed match, which is like the lumberjack strap match, but just a little bit of twist on it. And you know, and he'd ask, "How am I going to top that?" And then this one comes. And, man, this one blew that one out of the water. You might as well forget about the event center. Now it's all the Alma Boys and Girls Club. So we don't know how we're going to top that one. I know they're talking about pyrotechnics in the next Alma show. So the stage is going to be on fire. I mean, it's going to be outside. Fireworks are going off. I mean, so we're going to have all the local areas backing us. The car shows and all that is going to be going on at one time. And not only to compete with that, we're competing with the rodeo that weekend. So
right.
It's going to be a, I mean, it's either lace your big boy boots or up and take on or just stay at home kind of stuff, you know. So, I mean, it's going to be exciting. We're going to have a lot of good talent out there. It's going to be bigger.
Well, I know what you're talking about. I've actually had other wrestlers that I've worked with in the past calling me, asking me, "Hey, Greg, we've been hearing about Southern Alliance Wrestling." I guess the first name that comes off, well, two guys that come off my head, because these guys had a big feud going for a long time, Reckless Ryan Reed.
Uh-huh.
And a guy called The Sniper.
Mm-hmm.
And I know The Sniper. I mean, not too many remember The Sniper because Sniper is ex-Special Forces, and because of situations, he has to wear a mask to keep his identity sealed. But, you know, he called me up this morning. I mean, 5 o'clock this morning, and he's overseas. He called me up saying, "Hey, Greg, I'm getting ready to come back to the United States. I want to get back in the ring, and I've been hearing about Southern Alliance Wrestling." So, I mean, there's some people out there that are wanting to come in.
Oh, most definitely. I mean, not only those two, and yes, those two are working in the mix right now to be coming into the Saw locker room, the roster, but we also got the Hillbilly Heartthrob, Bubba Hall. You know, he's hurt his knee. He was supposed to be at this show. He hurt
right.
his knee. He's going to be out for 12 weeks. He cannot even wrestle for Mid-States. And he's the tag team champion up there as we speak. But he can't wrestle for Mid-States. You know, he's out for a while. He stepped in the squirrel hole, Al Hunt. So, I mean, I don't know how this is going to go, but we're holding that chair down. He's a great guy. We got a Gary Graham coming in. I mean, all these people, for one person, there's 50 people to come in. So you imagine
that.
And I can sit here and name them. And not only this, I'm thinking about putting the Outlaws technique out, which knowing who you are, you know some of the people that has talked to me. Outlaw's thinking about taking some time away and doing a little MMA and then going
Uh-oh.
Back to the ring. Yeah, so it's going to be, I mean, Granny, you saw me in the event center. I triangle choked Charlie Colt out, the South Carolina Outlaw. I mean, he come out and totally slapped the face out of his mouth. And, of course, people have seen me work, and they see it on YouTube, and you can follow The Outlaw on YouTube and check out some of that stuff. And they've gotten a hold of me, and I'm supposed to be starting hitting the gym with them on heavyweight. Since I'm 275, they said that my class moves slow. Well,
right.
Greg, you saw me. I don't move too slow in the ring.
Oh, yeah. You move faster than Brock Lesnar. That's all I know. you're a good sized boy. I came back to meet you, and I'm having to look up. And I'm like, holy hell, what have I gotten myself into?
Oh, it was a great time. It was a great time, and. You know, and I thank you guys, you know, for being there. I mean, that's why I made sure when I stand on the mic, I look over to you, I hand you the mic, hey, plug your show. And, boy, you can talk fast. I was like, whoo.
Years of practice, Grasshopper. Years of practice.
Oh, it was a good time. And we got many more to come.
So, definitely use my show to, you know, have the promoters get in touch with me so when they get the next event booked, we can start plugging it so we can beat the 300 plateau. Then we can start aiming to 400, 500, on. And, you know, because a lot of the fans don't remember back in the day, I-540 was a pipeline. The old Mid-South pipeline, top running from Shreveport, Louisiana, New Orleans, all the way up to Texarkana, Little Rock, Russellville, Fort Smith, over to Tulsa, over to Oklahoma City. So the history, this area has the history. I mean, I met some of the true legends in this business when they had wrestling out at when I was in junior high and younger. I mean, we're talking guys like Coco Beware, Hacksaw Jim Duggan, Dr. Death Steve Williams, God rest his soul, Hot Stuff Eddie Gilbert, Steen, when he was first starting out. That's right, ladies and gentlemen, when Steen was first starting out, he was wrestling in this area. And Granny Hulkster can verify that, Brian Black can verify that. Somewhere I got a picture with me, Dr. Death Steve Williams, and Hacksaw Jim Duggan, and here are these two big old 300-pound behemoths just towering over me, and I might have come to their belly buttons. but the history is there, and we want to bring the history back. We want to create new history.
Oh, most definitely, and one way you're going to have to stop it is these conflicts from the independents. I mean, like, you saw every guy in my locker room that was stepping in there, and they were independent wrestlers. Greg, you could have come up to any of them and said, I want you at my show next week. They said, all right, we'll be there. I mean, we don't own anybody, and I say, I apologize for that, because Saw is a fan-based company. And it is owned by myself, and the promoter of it all is Robert Barker.
Right.
So he.
I met Robert Saturday night. Great guy. Look forward to working with him in the future.
Yes, but and we need to. I mean, build it together and not tear it down just because one person is bigger than the other, one person little. As long as you've got the proper training and you're doing everything right through the books, I don't think that there should be any beef for it. I mean, enjoy it, do the sport to what it is, and I mean, and the same goes with promoters. If you say you're going to do something, do it. Don't leave these guys hanging.
I mean, I've had that happen so many times. I've heard promoters say they're going to do something, and then the wrestlers drive 4, 5, 6 hours. And they've wasted their time and gas for nothing because they don't even get on the show.
Yeah, or they show up and they work and they wait at the end of the night and they get like $5. And that wasn't the original. And they drove for 4 or 5 hours. You know?
Right.
That wasn't the original thing. you know, and that's not good. I mean, I work for honorable companies. I mean, like, okay, Granny knows this. March 16th, I'll be at APW in Lincoln, Arkansas. Arkansas Pro Wrestling, I will be in Lincoln, Arkansas. And I'll be down there with Daniel Flynn, Kelly Majunkin, Kingpin Angel's going to be there. I mean, it's, I mean.
The Mangler.
You remember, the Mangler, you remember Kingpin Angel from ECW? He's there at that show. Mangler was trained by Brian Knobs. It's an intense show. I mean, but that's a good federation, and that's what I'm getting on, you know, not to turn off of the path. That's a good federation. He says he's going to do something, he will do it.
Right,
and that's,
right.
That's what we need there, you know. So there was a plug for old Arkansas Pro Wrestling through the Outlaw, but.
Well, all right, guys. Well, hey, you know, we got to shut this thing down, but, you know, you guys are welcome on the show anytime. Outlaw Brian Black, Granny Hulkster, you have your wrestling talk show Wednesday nights.
And Sunday nights.
So give everybody the name of your show so they can tune you in.
It's called My New Age Wrestling Radio on Blog Talk Radio at 10 p.m. Central Time. So we would love for y'all to call in and the fans to call in, and we have a great time.
Well, all right. Well, Granny Hulkster, once again, I want to thank you. Thank you to Outlaw Brian Black for calling in. And like I said, you guys are welcome to call in the show anytime because I love talking with you folks. Ladies and gentlemen, we'll be right back here tomorrow night, 10 p.m. on the Greg Squirrel Show. By the way, don't forget tomorrow, National Signing Day, and we will do our best to have the 2013 recruits for your Arkansas Razorbacks.